Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. It's episode 94, and I must apologize to anybody I inconvenienced for taking another week off. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 weeks since my last podcast, and I was planning to do it last week. As you know, about a few weeks ago, I had a flood in my apartment, so on the day when I was going to do it, at the time when I was going to do it, and I didn't think that I wanted to record a podcast when there was a flood. But this time, there was no flood. What there was? There was a flood of emotion. There was a flood of angst, a flood of anxiety, and I'll explain, okay? Just hold on there for a second. I was summoned to jury duty this past week. And so one of the things that I dislike more than anything in the world, besides having surgery, is serving on jury duty. And I know many people feel the same way as I do. I don't feel qualified. I feel like I have a little bit of the ADD. So if I'm not interested, I'm going to be out into my own world. I don't understand when the judge says, you know, no, disregard what they said there. And when he said he killed the guy, just disregard that he killed the guy and only pay attention to the other. I don't know. And I've never actually been on a jury. I mean, I've gone to jury duty and nobody's ever actually kept me on the jury. Wait a minute, I've been rejected. I could take that the wrong way. But anyway, so the way it works out here in California is, see, they got tired of people giving lame excuses about jury duty. So now what they do is they just, they don't acknowledge any excuses, really. They just say, you know what, we don't care. You're summoned to jury duty. And when I first got my summons about, I don't know, a month or so ago, there's a thing for financial hardship thing, which I don't even know why they even put that on there anymore because they don't pay attention to it. They don't really care about anybody's financial hardship. They really don't because I put down, I've been out of work for a year. I'm just starting to earn some money and please leave me alone. And they came back with, they said, we don't care. We want you, you're serving. You are serving jury duty. So I said, okay. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall, as that's an old saying, right? You can't fight City Hall, which I think the Occupy movement found out when they tried to camp out by City Hall. What am I talking about? I'm going off on a tangent. Anyway, so the procedure is that you must call in and find out if you have to actually appear at the court. And so my week was the week of Thanksgiving. I lucked out here. So two of the days, normally on you have a five-day court week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But this week, Thursday and Friday, or this past week, were court holidays. So I found this out later that because I wasn't sure, was I going to have to call in 3 days this week and then maybe 2 days next week? But no, they only have you can only call in the 3 days this past week. So my first day of calling was Sunday to find out if I had to appear Monday. And I thought that I had to wait till 5 o'clock to find out. I didn't read the summons good enough because I could have found out at any point during the weekend. Maybe it's just as well, you know, whatever. Or maybe it's not just as well, because I was so filled with anxiety on last Sunday that when I was thinking about doing my podcast, I said, the heck with the podcast. I'm just filled with anxiety. I'm just waiting to find out if I have to go. And then I called at 5, and they say, you do not have to report on Monday, but you must call between Monday between 5 p.m. and midnight to find out if you need a report for Tuesday. I said, all right, solid. And I was so happy. Got to stay up late. Got to do what I wanted. I didn't have to be in this freaking court thing. And I just decided, all right, I'm just going to go, and I'm not going to even do my podcast this week. I could have done it then, you know, but I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait another week. I'm going to procrastinate on the podcast. What the heck? What the heck? I mean, there's not, I don't think anybody's waiting with bated breath for this thing to come out at this point. But soon they will be, because I got a whole marketing plan coming up, folks. We're going to take this to the next level. But anyway. So, I call Monday, 5 o'clock, and I wait till 5 on the dot. I'm sitting there, you know, between 4 and 5 p.m. was the longest time of the day. 4:10, 4:23, 4:36, 4:42. At one point I thought, well, I could call now, right? But no, I don't want to chance it. I don't want to chance it before 5. What if it was just, what if they said, oh, you called before 5, you're penalized. So it was 4:59. I was using my cell because I figured that's got the most correct time. 4:59, 5 o'clock. Oh, my God. Just had a little cough. A little allergy thing. Allergy cough. So then 5 o'clock, and I call in. And it's just all the angst. You call in, and you like, and it's just like, you know, first you got to put in your jury ID number. You know, then you got to put in the PIN number. And then they say, oh, well, your first 3 letters of your last name are this. And then there's a pause, and they go, you don't have to come Tuesday. But you have to go, you have to call between 5 p.m. and midnight Tuesday to find out about Wednesday. And I'm thinking, like, you know what? I don't know. This is pretty good. Because Wednesday, who the heck is going to want to panel a jury on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving? That's where my money was going. And I started asking all people I knew, which was kind of weird because I'm asking, what do you think? What do you think? Like they know. Like, what if they were wrong? You know, they couldn't give me an intelligent answer. And I was being so obsessive, but I am obsessive. And please forgive me. So, I call Tuesday again between 4 and 5. Oh, it's going. It's taking so long. It's taking so long. It's taking so long. Finally, 5 o'clock. I call up, and instead of saying you don't have to report on Wednesday, it says you have successfully completed your jury service, and I was so elated. And I thought about what a friend of mine said. He said that, you know, like, you know, I just completed my jury service for the next year. The same as somebody who just was on a jury for 3 weeks. You know, it's not a fair world, folks. So I lucked out this time. And, you know, they get you so scared. You know, if you don't respond, you could be incarcerated, you could pay a fine, and still have to serve jury duty. Like they're going to pull you out of a friggin' jail cell. And drag you in chains and leg irons and make you sit on a jury. Go ahead, sit on that jury, you jurist. All right, enough of that. So let's get into a little Ralph's supermarket story. I'm in Ralph's. At this point, it's like a week or two ago, like 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And, you know, if you get the Ralph's card, which if you give it, you know, if you have the card, which everybody has if they shop there, then, you know, whatever prices are affected, well, you'll get a discount. It's just a weird way to get information on you. And if you don't have your card, well, then they can always track you if you give them your phone number. So there was this nice Australian lady. I say nice, kind of attractive. She was in front of me. I guess she didn't have her card. And the guy said, What's your number? And she goes, you know, it's 818-555-6911. And then he punches it. He goes, what's that number again? She goes, it's 818-555-6111. And then he does it again. He punches. And then he goes, you know, what's your number again? And I go, listen, dude, I've got the number memorized. One more time, and the entire store will have it memorized. And she'll be getting crank calls from every creep in the store. I mean, for crying out loud, I'll let her use my card if it's so important. By the way, they call it a rewards card. I just found out that, I mean, I kind of knew this, but I didn't really think about it. If you get 200 points, which I don't even know what that means, if that's $200, whatever, then in that given month, then if you go to a Shell gas station, you get 10 cents off a gallon. And, you know, one of the checkers there was telling me, well, you know, if you get, you know, 10 gallons, you know, at That's or 20 gallons or whatever. What did she say? 10 gallons? 10 gallons would be 10 cents. That's a dollar. She was saying, like, hey, it's two, you know, if you have 20-gallon tank. I don't know. I have a 13-gallon tank, I think. Oh, that's like, a, you know, a dollar, saving a dollar, $2. I'd rather put my energy into making money, making a lot more money, than saving a $1 or $2, okay? Call me crazy. That's where my mentality is at these days, okay? I'm not going to walk around trying to save a dollar here and a dollar. Not yet. Maybe, hopefully never, because I am a prosperous man. Then I saw this, I think if you've been listening to this podcast, there's this young Armenian girl that works there who had asked me at one point, you know, if I lived alone. I asked her, do you want to come over? And she said, you know, maybe sometime. And then she told me she had a boyfriend. I don't know, man. It seemed like some kind of setup. So we see each other. When we see each other, we're always like saying hi. And she smiles. She's very cute. Hello. She talks like this. Hello. And so the other day she saw me and she goes, oh, how are you? And I go, okay. And she goes, just okay. I go, what do you mean? Is okay wrong? She goes, okay. It's like not that good, right? And I realized, you know, that, I mean, English is her second language here. So I explained to her that okay, it depends on the inflection. I mean, it could be like, you know, like if it wasn't good, it'd be like, okay. But, you know, I think I said, okay. Like, I'm okay. I'm good. So she's like, oh, okay. She said, okay, I understand now. You know. And she hasn't asked me to come over lately. And I've been, I wish she would, because I would like to, no, forget about it. She's got a boyfriend. Stop that. Oh, and they have a very interesting sign there at Ralph's that says, order your holiday, ask us about your holiday specials. Talk to our meat professional. What? You know, the butcher? When I was a kid, it was called a butcher. Maybe that's, you know, now in the politically correct era, they don't want to use butcher because it sounds too violent. But meat professional? You know, it just sounds too, you know, suggestive. Like, well, hi, I'm your meat professional. May I assist you with the selection of some meats? I don't know, it just seemed like a weird thing. So I was at Baja Fresh the other day. Baja Fresh, the Mexican grill that's very popular here in Los Angeles. And one of the girls there, you know, I talked her into. I got this burrito in a bowl, so you don't get the what do you call it? The tortilla. And I don't get the rice. You know, when I'm doing my low carb, low fat, you know, like low, trying to eat well and clean and not too fattening. And so I didn't want any cheese. So sometimes some of the people will let you substitute like something for the cheese. But sometimes they won't. There's like some kind of weird thing. I would think the cheese would cost more than like grilled vegetables or beans, but maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Yeah, I'm probably wrong. This one girl the other day, she wouldn't let me, at first she wouldn't let me do it. And I said, oh, come on, you know, I'm not getting any cheese. I come here all the time. Can't you let me get some extra beans or extra vegetables? And then she said, okay. And then I said to her, and she was a Latina girl, I said, hey, do I get a descuento? Which is a discount in Spanish. And she goes, I don't know, like a senior discount? And I got so insulted. I mean, I wasn't really insulted. I was just like, oh, well, you think I'm really old guy? And she goes, no, but I couldn't figure out what other, I mean, what, you know, that's the only kind of discount we have. You know, and, I mean, I could get a senior discount. Yes, I guess. I refuse to get a senior discount at this point. You know. All right. So, I'm supposed to get together with this girl. We're supposed to work on a little project. Won't get into it in detail here, but we were supposed to get together, and then like about 20 minutes before we were supposed to get together, she texted me and said, "Hey, can we just reschedule this for another time? Or could you call me tomorrow?" And I go, "Yeah," but I didn't get a chance to call the next day. The day after, I texted her and said, "Hey, what's up?" And then I didn't hear back from her, so then I waited a couple of days or so, and I said, hey, you know, what's going on? And then she texted me back, oh, I've been busy quitting my job and other stuff. And I thought to myself, that's a very odd, like, that's an odd thing to say to somebody you're supposed to get together with. I'm busy quitting my, like, when you quit your job, it really, you just kind of, you have to, I mean, you just quit your job. I mean, you know, you might, you know, you maybe plan what you say. Maybe she has a speech written. I don't know. But, so she said she'd be available and other stuff. She said, busy quitting my job and other stuff. So maybe busy quitting her job and looking for another job. I don't know. But those kind of things give me red flags about people. Like there's a little flakiness going on. So maybe you don't want to get involved in a project with them. That's the kind of person I am. I don't like to get paranoid. And I don't like to jump the gun. But I also don't like to spend my time on certain things that I think are not really going anywhere. So how's that? And so I was okay. So I get a, I get a, an email out of nowhere from a guy that I might have known, I want to say 10 years ago or more, when I used to be a phone rep for this famous artist, famous comic book artist. I used to get him his work appointments for him to go be seen, you know, for movies and storyboards and this, that, and different commercials. And I get, and there was a lot of people, that different people that worked there, and some of the people I totally remember right off the bat, but there was, I get an email from this guy, and he's like, hey, Al, I used to work with you, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't place him at first, you know, and he says to me, hey, you know, you taught me a lot about phone, about repping, you know. Apparently, I used to tell people I was going to be, we were going to be in your neighborhood, so we'd like to come over. Like, you know, it's like, really? I was using that low-class trick in those days. But, and he said, yeah, so he learned that from me? Well, good for him. But anyway, he was, you know, he was telling me that he had somebody that was going to rep him. And that was, and he wanted some advice about, he wanted to get into some pretty big companies. Some companies that I had gotten into, at least for meetings, you know. And he wanted advice. I guess that's why he asked me, because I didn't tell him I didn't know who he was, because later on after I emailed him back, I realized I think I knew who he is. I think I remember who he is now. Played guitar, and but I just told him that, hey man, I don't know really, you know. I mean, he was looking to get like. You know, I don't know. I would, you know, you got a rep. Let the rep do it. I mean, I just called up. Tell him you're in the neighborhood. How about that? I mean, if you learn that from me, do that one. Maybe that worked. Want to know how to get into these companies. You know what? Tell him you're in the neighborhood. Tell the owner that you got his daughter hostage. No, just kidding. But I just thought that was kind of weird to ask, you know, ask me for this advice. After all these years, I mean, I haven't heard from this guy in years, number one. And I don't know, I guess it was worth a shot for him. Maybe I was judging too hard, but I was just like, no, what are you asking me for? That was it. That was really, anyway, enough of that. Then I was talking to this person I was doing business with, and I was talking to the assistant. I was actually more in touch with the assistant. And the actual person I needed to talk to. And she was taking care of things pretty well. She got some things done for me. And then I was trying to get some more stuff done. And she said, you know what? Put him in your file and tickle him in about 6 months. And I've heard this in business before. These tickler files. And I said to her, why do they use that term in business? It's just such a weirdly suggestive term. To say, you know, tickle him, like, tickle, why don't you just say, why don't you just call him in 6 months? And then she proceeded to tell me that the history of that actual, she told me the history of that actual phrase. And basically, what it was, is that back in the old days in business, they had those old accordion files. And she says people would put their hand in the accordion file to take something out, and it looked like they were tickling it. And I was like, you know, I'm not buying that one. Because I don't really buy that one. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. This doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, I could put my hand in my drawer to get a protein bar out. Am I tickling my protein bars? And then she told me she told me somehow she got into that tickling is a mild form of torture. I go, yeah, I think I get that. And so I made an appointment with her. $200 an hour. She's the best. No, just kidding. I just thought it's just a weird thing to say. That's all. It's just a weird thing to say. It's weird. And offended me deeply. I was watching this documentary on Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett's got the worst diet. Oh my God. I mean, he's got the worst freaking diet, man. His daughter said that his idea of vegetables is corn on the cob and like French fries, and his idea of fruit is like, you know, peach pie, apple pie, you know, and he eats a lot of McDonald's and stuff. And I'm like, man, it just goes to show you, this guy's like a multi-billionaire. I mean, if I ate food like that, I would be like sleeping all the time. I would have no energy, you know, but, you know, Warren Buffett is fuel. Maybe he's not human. Maybe he's just not human. I don't know. What else we got going on here, folks? I don't know. I have a few things here, but I think I'm just going to wrap it up. This last thing that, you know, Janet, the manager of the building, female part of the management team, the other day, it was 9:30 in the morning. I was sleeping. You know, I mean, I understand that, you know, most people are doing stuff daytime, so I don't begrudge if people have to make noise during the day. And she was right outside my window, and she was laughing hysterically, I would say for like 30 minutes straight, with somebody was talking to her very, very softly, and they would say these little, like, you know, like short phrases, and she was like, it was just, talk about being tickled. Talk about a tickle file. And I started to get pissed off. I started to think, like, there's something wrong here. Look, I'm a comedian. I love laughter. But this just seemed wrong. It's like, I don't understand what could be this funny. I'm not talking about, like, just, I'm talking about completely hysterical. It just seemed like it was out of place, out of line. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. I let it slide. But I just thought it was weird. That's all. I just thought it was weird. Anyway. Boy, it was another allergy thing. Allergy cough. All right. I think we've wrapped up. This is enough for this week. Thank you all for listening to the podcast. I'm still working on this new website. Whole lot of snags in this thing, but it's coming along. I have no idea when it's going to be ready. I thought it would be ready maybe by the end of the year, hopefully. That's what I'm sort of shooting for. But now what? Today is December 1st, right? And it only gives me a month. Perhaps we can do it. Anyway, until next week, next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.